We go now to the lovely city of Crystal, Colorado, where parents will do just about anything to get their adored and coddled children into a new academy for only the most intelligent and talented students. Sounds familiar thanks to the college admissions scandal involving, for example, two famous actresses, multiple CEOs, real estate investors, and a fashion designer. But Crystal is a fictional place where the novel The Gifted School takes place. And Bruce Holsinger is the author. Good morning.
Good morning. It's wonderful to be here.
Yeah, lovely to have you. What was your reaction to hearing of the real-life college admissions scandal?
Well, I suppose like everyone reading the news, I felt a shiver of self-recognition because I don't think there's a parent in America who hasn't had anxiety about, you know, where their kid goes to school. Felicity Huffman, her behavior might seem really out of proportion. It might seem that, you know, we would never do anything like that. But you could imagine that it was, you know, love that drove her in some ways. It was a desire for her kids to succeed. What she did was felonious, of course. Not all of us are committing felonies to try to get our kids into a good school. But, you know, there is a sense that parents will stop at nothing. And in The Gifted School, I wanted to explore that dynamic. I wanted to think about the ways that all parents will push that envelope.
The novel focuses on a middle and high school called Crystal Academy. There's a group of four mothers, best friends, who are dead set on getting their own kids admitted. Give us a brief portrait of them. They're very distinct.
Yes, absolutely. So Rose, who's the central protagonist of the novel, she's a pediatric neurologist, a very high-powered scientist, also a medical doctor. And then she has three close friends. One is Samantha Zeller, who is a stay-at-home mom. She comes from a very wealthy family and is the kind of queen bee of their group. There's another friend, Azra, who is divorced from her ex-husband, Beck, who's kind of a Bernie bro type. And they have two boys, twins, who are star soccer players. And then the final of the four friends is Lauren, and she's a widow. She has two kids. One is Xander, who's a chess prodigy. And the other is Tessa, who is a troubled teen. She's just out of rehab. She's vlogging with her rehab buddies. And you see those vlog posts as you read the novel.
These mothers and other characters, they'll go to almost any length. After Emma Zeller doesn't score high enough on her IQ admissions test, her father tries to get her an ADHD exemption, which
That's
is
right.
One of the things that we were hearing about in the real life scandal.
That's right. That's right. And there's another parallel. You know, it's that idea of using your position in order to, I guess, you know, you can call it privilege hoarding, in order to buy advantage, more advantage for your child. And in The Gifted School, Kev, that's Emma Zeller's dad, he's a member of city council. He's a powerful businessman in the community, and he uses that influence to accrue advantages for her.
Now, who are these parents really doing all of this for, do you suggest?
There's the question. You wonder if these kids in The Gifted School really want to go to this school, to Crystal Academy. You know, it seems like a fantastic opportunity. The parents are excited about it. They're excited about small class sizes. They're excited about, you know, what the next thing their kids can get might be. But really, do the kids want to go? Do the kids want to take that IQ test? The novel opens with what I tried to write as a very kind of dark, suspenseful scene of Emma Z, one of the two Emmas, Emma Zeller.
The two little girls.
That's right.
And these are all, by the way, about 11 and 12-year-olds.
Yeah, they're rising sixth graders, these kids. And so the novel opens with Emma taking an IQ test, a very, to her mother anyway, a very high stakes IQ test. When the novel opens, she's filling in a bubble sheet. And so I wanted to think about pressure from the ground up, from the pencil up.
Well, I also wonder, does it reflect anything you've seen in the mirror with your own children?
Yes. Now, the novel is set in a fictionalized town, but it's loosely based on Boulder, Colorado, which is where I taught for a number of years. And that's where our kids were born. It's the kind of place where pressure parenting is the name of the game. And so, you know, I think from when our kids were young, we really perceived that kind of culture of parental competitiveness. And, Yeah, I think it's inevitable that it affects the way you parent.
Yeah, it's hard to not want your kid to be a genius for
yeah,
starters.
Yeah, of course.
In some form.
Well, and that's why the story is in some ways, it's about all of us, because everybody believes their kids are gifted on some level. So what is giftedness? You know, how is it assessed? We all want the best for our kids, but we all may be confused in some ways about what that can be.
Writer Bruce Holsinger's new novel is The Gifted School. Thank you very much for joining us.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure, Renee.